So let me just pick up a few questions, including some I forgot to ask you, and I'll jump back just a couple of things. First of all, you said something about miliary spread and the lung being typical of EGFR.
Yeah.
What's that?
So miliary, like millet seeds, was originally described for tuberculosis.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know what it is, but you see that with EGFR?
Yeah, so one of the things that we've seen, you remember we said earlier in this conversation that some of these molecular abnormalities are really separate diseases. And we're, you know, it's like being a physician from 100 years ago. We're describing a disease that no one's seen before. So there are certain patterns of metastatic spread which are characteristic of some of the driver oncogenes. Like ALK, we know, has a certain predisposition to pericardial disease and pleural disease. And EGFR has a certain predisposition to bone and liver disease. But one of the other things, particularly for exon 19, is these tiny, tiny little deposits in both lungs. And that's, you know, that miliary spread. It's not a substitute for doing the molecular testing. It's a game you can play with your residents and fellows to say, oh, I bet this one's going to be an exon 19 deletion. And maybe you're right more often than you're wrong.
Amazing how I keep hearing things I've never heard before. I keep asking.